Peter Godfrey.
Text 1-999-1395.
Interactive Radio 1395 Adelaide's 5AA.
16 minutes past five. Let's head across to New Zealand, home of that mighty rugby team. Selwyn Manning from scoop.co.nz. Hi, Selwyn.
Yeah, good morning, Peter.
The game on Saturday night, the Bledisloe Cup. Was it? I thought there was only one team on the field, I thought. I didn't see the Wallabies there.
From the Kiwis' point of view, you know, the Wallaby team, it was dominating the territory far too much for our liking. What we could see, Peter, was a game shaping in the near future, you know, maybe in the World Cup, where those attack lines that Australia was using could actually break through a strong defence like what the All Blacks were putting through. If that was the case, that game would have been different. So you've got to give credit to the Wallabies as well.
That's very sportsmanlike of you to say that, Selwyn. That's great. Yeah,
but it was a thrilling game for sure, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first half was, we were kind of standing there with our heads, shaking, going, what's happening? Are you going to score? But never mind. No, it was good. Yeah. It was good nonetheless. And well, the best team quite clearly won, the All Blacks there. And I think we said something about singing a national anthem last week.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
How about I do this with a stick? So this with the Maori lyrics to the New Zealand national anthem, God Defend New Zealand. So interesting. there's the English and the Maori lyrics that are both sung together when the anthem sung at, say, sporting events.
Yeah, that's right. So the Maori version sung first generally, and then the English version follows. It's recognition really for the bicultural kind of foundations of the country, and all of that type of thing. The Treaty of Waitangi, and it came into play in that way about 10 years ago. It was very controversial at first, but now it's kind of, celebrated. Isn't that song enough to make it, create a tear in every Kiwi's eye, Peter, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. But it was a good game, but, the score didn't really, in my view, show, how close it could have been. It was 30 points to the All Blacks and 14 to the Wallabies, but the Wallabies missed three, decisive kicks, so you could add an extra 9 to that. But a great game. And the Wallabies, for those who are interested, the Wallabies play South Africa over in South Africa this Saturday. Next time they front the All Blacks is in Brisbane on August the 27th.
August 27th, all right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the World Cup not too far away too.
Oh, yes.
Terrific. Yeah. All right, let's get on to some other news, and I guess related to that too, with even John Key weighing into this one, that the cost of All Blacks jerseys, that was it Adidas, that the major sponsor of the All Blacks, they're charging way too much for them.
Yeah, they are. Now, here in New Zealand, where there's obviously a lot of interest in this All Black team that's going to go into this World Cup, there's demand for these replica World Cup All Black jerseys. And that's pushed the price for these jerseys, these replica jerseys for the World Cup that Adidas has manufactured, up over the $200 mark per each. It's $220 retailing here in New Zealand. Now, online, some savvy people looked online and they found that they could buy the same, Adidas replica jerseys that's what has been offered here in the United States for, some around 30 to 50% less than what they can in New Zealand. Likewise, in the UK, they can kind of buy them, a lot cheaper than they can here. So Adidas has been under fire, really, for this type of thing, all week. Now, you've got to remember, too, that Adidas is the most significant sponsor of the New Zealand All Blacks team and right in there with, sponsors all around the Rugby World Cup here. So it's a touchy issue at business level. The NZRU, or the Rugby Union here in New Zealand, it came out in defence of Adidas, saying, it's a business arrangement. It's just meeting demand. But it led to, the Prime Minister, John Key, over here, wading into the debate, and he kind of said that it offended many New Zealanders that the price was so high here in the stores, but online it was much cheaper, and he kind of was obviously alluding to Adidas to sort out its PR campaign.
But Adidas, they're sticking to their guns. They're not going to drop the price, though, are they?
No, no, they finally, because they wouldn't front, you see, all for the last week as this thing's been chewing away in the news. The big issues, obviously, that have been running in the news, but this one has been just sitting there squirming away. And Adidas wouldn't front until last night. It fronted on the two main current affairs programs that run on the two dominant networks here in New Zealand. And there it basically tried to get its message across and saying that, look, we are the, you know, put huge amounts of money in via sponsorship for the New Zealand sport in general, but certainly for the rugby and also the All Blacks here. What we're trying to do is to do a business deal, really. You know, the demand is here, but it's a small market, they said, and that actually notches the prices up. In the United States, it's a small, well, the demand is less, but it's a bigger market. So, you know, there's confidence that they'll be able to sell large kind of quantities over there compared to even in New Zealand. And that was their equation. But at the end of the day, they said, we're not going to drop the price. It's going to remain the same. Our wholesale price will remain the same. It's up to the retailers to notch back on that price if they so choose to. So really, you know, the Prime Minister's advice where he said, you know, if you're digging yourself into a ditch, well, it pays to stop digging, was what John Key said. That doesn't seem to have occurred. But at the same time, Rebel Sport, which is one of the country's largest sports retailers, it's knocked around $50 per jersey off the price of this, thing. So that's where it sits this morning.
Okay. Could the Adidas brand be affected by bad press on this? Or
yeah, well, here in New Zealand, you know, I just remember, you know, when people get their noses out of joint, they do seem to boycott different brands. And what happened also last night is after the appearances on the two main networks, Adidas said, right, we're pulling the cable on this party that was organised for tonight, for Thursday night, where it was like, it was called Black is Beautiful, and it was a celebration of New Zealand All Blacks, and it was going to be held in Auckland. Adidas sponsoring the whole party, and, you know, people invited from all over. Now it's pulled the cable on that. The invitations have been cancelled, and there is no party. So what we can make of that, who knows? You know, time will tell. But Adidas is saying it does not signal, you know, a retreat from its commitment to New Zealand sport and New Zealand rugby or New Zealand All Blacks. It merely means that it feels, at this time, it needs to concentrate on improving the business appearance and, you know, the brand acceptability, I suppose, before it hosts such an event.
Yeah. Just on a related, slightly sideways tangent to that, just issues of online retailing. There's a lot of concern here about, you know, how much business is being affected, retail business being affected by shoppers going online. Is there similar concerns there in New Zealand, or a lot of Kiwis moving online to buy their stuff?
Yeah, the trend is exactly the same as what you've experienced over there in Australia. The first evidence of what we really saw here was in the music areas, you know, the CD, shops closing down in the malls and moving off. And, of course, that was the first wave of it. There was some real success stories here in New Zealand, though, with clothing and lingerie and things like that, setting up. I remember a young woman in the late 90s, actually, this first started to show, and a young woman just south of Auckland in a rural town started a particular label and used the internet to market to the United States, and it was a success. You know, it was an absolute success. So there's good news stories too, but this whole change is a cultural shift, isn't it, really?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Now, this week, well, following the downgrading of the US credits, your stock exchange would have been the first one to open in the world this week on Monday morning. How's things gone there? A bit of a roller coaster ride too?
Yes, absolute roller coaster ride. In the first 15 minutes of the New Zealand Stock Exchange opening, there was a dip of 3% off the values immediately. That continued to slide, and it only started to recover yesterday. And the stock exchange here, it closed around 3%. Just over 3% above where it had begun. So it's believed that with those safe bet stocks, you know, those companies that, are safe bets, they're seeming to increase, and some of them increasing to recover the values that they held late last week. So there is a you know, a positive trend as per late yesterday. The New Zealand dollar, it was expected, you know, it was believed that the New Zealand dollar was punching above its weight, and it has been for some time. And while the United States debt crisis was being worked on, the New Zealand dollar was increasing to values like, if we compare to the US dollar, probably the easiest here, we were getting up to like 87, 88 cents for the US for the New Zealand dollar. Yeah. And getting slightly stronger against the Australian too, although of course we trail that. I mean, you'll pass parity, you know, for some time, I think. So, but there was talk here that New Zealand could actually meet, you know, dollar for dollar on the US as well, which would really upset our export markets, our agriculture in particular. We're starting to get very jittery now with the. With the more, you know, with the moves in the United States, you know, with its Treasury indicating that it wouldn't be increasing interest rates for 2 years that sit on zero, it seems like investors all over the place have been kind of going back there, and it's causing a drop in the values of New Zealand currency, which was a sideways kind of bet for those who were investing in currencies for quite some time here. So we sank down to around 81. We're back to 83 cents US now with the New Zealand dollar, so it's starting to recover to still a high level. For many here, Peter, they believe that New Zealand dollar is okay for the export sector. That's okay. In the 70s, but this is still very high.
All right. Thank you for updating us on those stories, Selman. We will do it all again same time next week.
Okay, Peter, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, bye.
Selwyn Manning, co-editor of New Zealand's independent online news publication, scoop.co.nz. It's 27 minutes past.